I'm Tommy Gimler. It's time for the 2017-2018 NBA preview, or as I like to call it, the league with two teams who actually matter, where the other 30 teams suck balls, yet guys like Barry Murphy and Justin Gilbert will still watch 82 regular season games and think that they actually matter, that they aren't fixed at all. It's an actual legit league. It's the NBA preview here at the Daily Upper Decker, brought to you by Flag and Anthem.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
Can we go back to that intro that you Pearl Harbored me and Justin on the intro?
Yeah.
With this whole, we're losers, we're going to watch all the games.
You are. You're going to sit and watch, and you're going to watch regular season games like they matter.
I watch games on Christmas and maybe four others, and that is it.
So starting on Christmas, like, will you watch any NBA games before Christmas?
Come on. I'll
watch one. I want to see Paul Zipser play.
Little Hornets Nets on a Tuesday night when you got nothing going on?
Well, I like to throw it on if, like, with DraftKings, and I'll do like a dollar lineup or $3 lineup, and then I'll watch a little bit.
All right, so I am a degenerate then. I will watch all.
You're almost like grandfathered into the league because you watch the Bulls as good as they were. But I honestly think that it's a way different league nowadays. Like, it's just I still feel that even when, like, Jordan was there, there were still other teams who were, like, competitive that maybe would have had a chance to take him out. And now I don't think that that's the case. I just think that you have, especially with all the players who went to OKC, you have the players who went to Houston, you have the players who went to Cleveland, and then maybe you have the Boston thing right there. Like, outside of those four teams, like, if I'm a fan in Memphis, like, sell me on going to a game in Memphis. Why would I go watch this team?
I think there's more of a broader thing, and I don't know if you guys probably have a better handle on it than me. Like, I think people who go to every single game of anything are insane. Like, so, like, you see these lunatic fans at Oklahoma City games. Like, those people look out of their minds crazy. Like, I just think it takes a different – like, you see fans at preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? You're going to – I could see you going to preseason NFL. You only get, what, 10 of them a year, like 10 games.
Well, right, and then if they're home, you only get like
eight. Preseason, like, Charlotte Hornets game? Like, mm-hmm. You got problems.
Well, with these smaller market teams, there's not a lot to do in the city.
No, right, so right.
If you're in Utah, it's like, yeah, I'll go to a jazz
game. Yeah, yeah. If you're in Oklahoma City, it's like, do I go to a game then or get butt-fucked at a rodeo? Like, yeah. I'm going to probably go to watch an NBA game.
It's like Thunder or Applebee's. That's your two options.
But they are running karaoke night at Applebee's. You got to take that into consideration. There's that. So, I mean, like, what is your current state of, like, the – There's this thing in the NBA now where you don't see it in really any other league where, like, the elite athletes get together and say, I need to be here with these two guys, or, like, I need these two guys to come with. So it's basically like you have these four teams who are, like, it's like the three elite players and then your whatever players. But it's like, how does that, like, leave the rest of the league? I basically think that it's a league of four teams.
Yeah, I don't know that they care, though, any of those guys care about that sort of mm-hmm. thing. They just want a championship. I feel like they're all about titles and championships, and, like, they could care less about the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way they look at it. Like, everyone else is making tons of money. Like, we're going to make tons of money.
Well, plus, the real money is always, like, in endorsements, too, right? Yeah. So, like, you know, you can take a pay cut, but how much money is Kevin Durant taking in Adidas or whatever,
like,
whatever
$20 million. Right.
So it's like, hey, I'm already making enough money. I want to go where I'm going to have fun and where I don't have to, like, bust my ass for 48
minutes.
All
right, but Durant's still making $20 million as opposed to 24 or whatever the numbers are. But, like, Klay Thompson had a thing this week where he's signing some sort of deal with somebody. Now, he has no personality, side note, but he came out and said, well, maybe I would stay for cheaper to create this dynasty, because if I have outside endorsements, granted, mm-hmm. it's not as much as what Durant's getting, and he comes from money too, which is a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That's what's interesting about, like, a guy like him. I don't know. I would stay too. Absolutely. I'd rather have six or seven rings. And
how white is his mom? Like, if you look at him and Trace Thompson,
she's exactly,
like,
as white as you think she would be. She's a good,
like, Irish,
really good-looking woman. No.
She's like an albino chick from Greenland.
No, because his dad is very light-skinned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's from Bahamas, man. He's very, you know.
Could you get to the point now? I never studied in, like, biology, but could you get, like, a light-skinned guy? Like, let's say Lonzo Ball had a kid with Kate Upton. Like, could that kid just get even whiter? And then all of a sudden, like, the next generation?
It would be
We should have a white wife tournament, and we like just list all the players.
Welcome to the 2017-2018 right. NBA preview, otherwise known as right. the hottest white wives in the league.
Like, do you guys remember Tyrone Corbin?
It sounds familiar. I'm going to be honest. It sounds like an NBA player.
Yeah, I know him really well because he went to DePaul, and we grew up with DePaul basketball. But, like, I don't know. Like, if he had a white wife, that kid is still going to be pretty black, I think. He was, you know what I mean? Like, you get a guy like that, but then a lot of these guys are mixed now. So Steph Curry, mm-hmm. although his wife's Asian, so that's a bad example.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get, like, a light-skinned guy. Like, that's why Klay Thompson pretty much looks white. His dad's very light-skinned.
Yeah.
What, like, given, like, the fact that, like, 66% of Americans can't find Washington, D.C. on a map, like, how many Americans would think that Klay Thompson's a white player?
My teacher said, what's the capital of Washington, D.C.?
I would say a lot of people would say he's white.
I bet. I think given this generation, like, it would be like, hey, what country is this guy? Like, is this guy's ancestors from? And it'd be like the Netherlands.
We should go to like an Auburn, Alabama game and play like a Jeopardy with all the fans in the parking lot. White or not?
That is, oh man, that would be unbelievable.
They won't even know who Klay Thompson is.
They might not even be able to know that like an Alabama team is from Alabama, or like, you know, who did this? Where is this player from? Or like, name a city.
Yankee. We'll just call it one thing, up north.
Now, this player's from Huntsville. I hate Yankees! All right, let's move on here in our 2017-2018 NBA preview, brought to you by Flag and Anthem. You can head to the Daily Upper Decker. I honestly don't even know if anybody's like gone on Daily Upper Decker and taken advantage of the 20% off on your first order. I would have to call my buddy at Flag and Anthem and just say, hey, has anyone taken advantage of that yet? My guess is that the over-under is 1.5.
I'm going to actually do it. I like those shirts.
They're great. Yeah, they're great. I actually took advantage of the order, so I'm one, I guess. So we're over.
Maybe
so the
you
over-under
should model them
one
on your website,
half.
You know?
No, I want people to buy them. I don't want people to look at it and just say, God, that chest hair is disgusting.
It is weird. It's definitely weird chest hair.
All right. Moving on here in the NBA preview, it's time for our awards for your consideration, basically. You're basically part of our preview is I'm going to give you the name of an award. I'm going to describe it, and then you tell me either the team or player which best fits that award. First up here, it's the Bleached Asshole Award, brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Basically, the description here is nice effort, but you still stink.
Did Flag and Anthem know they were sponsoring the
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But I think at this point, they'll take whatever they can get. Okay. Now, given... I think Jackie Bradley wears their shit, and he's not doing really well right now. We might be doing better than he is, actually. Given this effort right here, the Bleach Asshole Award, nice effort, but you still stink. It's given to the team who brought in like a couple of new players. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the teams every year, they're like, hey, we've got this guy and this guy, but you're probably still not going to be good. So, Murph, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets. The glaring trade they made was for Dwight Howard.
Ah, yes.
Who's a notorious...
Who'd they give up for Dwight Howard?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. They also have a couple other funny characters. They brought in Michael Carter-Williams, who, like, will come in and, like, everyone will be like, wow, how did we get this guy? He's so good. And then I'll have, like, 18 turnovers in one game.
Isn't that crazy? He's been in the league for, like, 3 years, but on, like, five different teams.
And yeah. Then Malik Monk, the rookie... is the most interesting guy. Why are you laughing? There's really a guy named Malik Monk.
Yeah.
He reminds me of a character from, like, White Men Can't Jump, if you ever hear him talk. Like, he doesn't seem like an NBA player. He seems like you'd want him in, what was that 2-on-2 game where he's on fire? What was that
game? Oh, the NBA Jam.
Yeah. He seems like that guy, and he's already talking about how he's going to, like, be better than Jordan, and he wants to play Jordan in 1-on-1. Like, I don't know if he knows Kemba Walker's there. Like, I think he thinks he's going to get the ball all the time. But, yeah,
it's
I think
like, it's like when J.R. Ryder came in the league, and he's like, I'm going to win the slam dunk contest, and it's like, you're going to suck.
Yeah. I might be giving away one of my over-unders here with this team, but it's much higher than it should be with the Charlotte Hornets.
Justin, you have anything to say about the Bleached Asshole Award?
I have a couple teams written down, but I'm going to go with the Grizzlies. They bring in Tyreke Evans, Ben McLemore, Mario Chalmers. They're still going to be terrible. They have a couple of nice pieces, but I don't
like those are all like three guys who didn't succeed where they were.
Yeah.
It honestly, it sounds like a lot. Like if I had to give a Major League Baseball team, which is like the sport that I follow the most, if I had to give a bleached asshole like award to a team, it would be the Pittsburgh Pirates. So it's like here you have an owner, and Neil Huntington's actually like a really good GM there, but he has to work with like one of the shittiest owners in all of pro sports. Where it comes time, like at the trade deadline, it's like you have a team and it's there, and he brings in like Derek Lee, Travis Snyder. And it's like guys like Travis Snyder, what is even starting for the Blue Jays when they brought him in? So it's like, oh, how am I supposed to get excited for this guy? Now, the guys you just listed for the Memphis Grizzlies, like they sound like guys like they sound like 8, 9, and 10 guys on the bench. They don't sound like starting players.
Tyreek Evans was Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. During the Bush administration.
Not that long ago. Maybe like 6 years ago.
Close enough.
Yeah.
But who else did you say? Tyreek Evans and who else?
Ben McLemore, who was a high draft pick who never...
Right. Well, yeah, he was great in college, great at Kansas. A lot of shitty teams in the Big 12 that he got to score a lot of points against.
And Mario Chalmers. He's been in the league forever, but...
Right. You know, he played a lot with LeBron, Dwayne, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
So congratulations. That's how you made your name right there.
Exactly.
So those are three guys. If I'm looking at Memphis right now, I'm like... But I honestly think... that the more that I go on here and I watch sports and I watch like the diehard sports fans, like Murph was saying, like if you're going to every single Memphis Grizzlies game, you're insane. So like you're looking, you're trying to find like positivity out of Tyreek Evans and Mario Chalmers and Ben McLemore. And you're like, well, I like McLemore. And what you do is you dig deep in like these stats. Like, well, McLemore in the second quarter from behind the arc is 49%, and you try finding like these ridiculous stats. I think that's a great one, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Thank you, and
it's great. That just sounds like an awful, awful, awful team already. those are their free agent acquisitions. I'm going to do a little foreshadowing here, and I'm going to say the Minnesota Timberwolves, the bleached asshole award is going to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves. But these guys brought in a lot of like. bigger names. And I just think that every year there's a team. And this year there's a couple of teams that fit that bill. Oklahoma City, Houston, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Where every single year you're supposed to look at this team and say, hey, they brought in all these players. They're ready to go. And then they just totally just, you know, shit the bed. So I think Minnesota's this year. Who'd they bring in? They brought in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and then they...
Taj Gibson.
Yeah, Jeff Teague.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you're totally right about them. I mean...
I just think that it takes more than like whatever amount of time it takes to gel. Like the Houston Rockets were the same way. They brought in James Harden. And it was James Harden along with all these other guys like Dwight Howard. And it was like, holy shit, you got a super team here. And they barely hit 500, if that. I think they may have missed the playoffs the first year. Or at least if they did, they were the eighth team. So I just think that the Minnesota Timberwolves are that team again. Everyone, and if you haven't bet it yet, everyone's going to say, oh, the Timberwolves brought in Jimmy Butler, they brought in this guy, and it's going to drive the over. If it would have been at like 42 wins, it's going to drive the over-under up to like 46 wins, and they're really going to end up being like a 41-41
right.
team.
Yeah, in the West, too. That's the other thing.
Right.
Yeah, and in my opinion, the NBA, when good teams play each other, it's about the last 5 minutes of the game. And if you're going to throw – like, these are good players you're talking about, but they're not veterans who know how to get these calls and all that. I mean, Jimmy Butler is, of course, and Towns is becoming an awesome player. But Wiggins is still really wild. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They just –
But he's a $140 million wild player.
I know, man. It's insane. Same thing with the Sixers, man. We could have thrown them in there, too, mm-hmm. with, like, the hype that they're getting. But – Yeah,
but those were all guys that were like already there. It was like they didn't bring these guys in. Yeah, it was but just they like, brought hey, in JJ Redick, and their ACL's intact.
Yeah, they're acting like JJ Redick was the missing piece.
Right,
like now we're gonna be a powerhouse.
How funny would it be if that really was the deal? It's like, oh my god, once JJ Redick got here,
that would be
Philadelphia
horrible.
Was whole. All right, moving on here in our 2017-2018 NBA preview brought to you by Flag and Anthem. It's time for the Greg Oden Award. Surprisingly, not for the rookie who looks like he's 45, but instead given to the first player who you think will suffer the first season-ending injury. Justin Gilbert, on the clock.
I'm going to go with the $150 million man, Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. I think the odds there are actually below 1-1. I think that's more like 1-3 odds.
It's cheating.
I wish that, or at least my hope is that every like road NBA arena has the Sam Jackson clip from Unbreakable queued up. Like if he goes down on the court in their thing, like if he goes down, he's holding his leg and he comes up and he's like, "They called me Mr. Glass." I hope they have it queued up. I think it would be just outstanding. I think Joel Embiid is a great pick. Murph.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with Lonzo Ball. I think he's like really fragile and he's been protected a lot. Like even if you watched him play at UCLA, he never really went in and tried to get like tough rebounds or anything like that. Just stayed on the perimeter. And I think the first couple times he drives the lane, you don't tell me some of these like some of these inner city dudes don't want to hammer this dude and the little silver spoon that's in his mouth. I wish there was a spread on like how many games will he play? 55. I would jump on the under. Like I really would. I think he's just gonna get hammered and he's gonna have like bad injuries.
He might have a calf.
Oh, he's questionable tonight. Oh, guess what? He's been out for a week. Oh, wow. Lonzo.
I hope he gets injured by a dude who's wearing, like, the Lonzo shoes, too. Like the guy who takes him out's wearing those shitty shoes.
If I was a guy that hurt him, I would definitely wear the Lonzo flip-flops afterwards, the $220 flip-flops. Those are pretty sweet.
I'm gonna ride the train with you, and I'm going to go Ben Simmons. I'm going to say that Ben Simmons on the Philadelphia 76ers, I just think that that is a cursed franchise. It's going to be one of those franchises that doesn't win anything the next 10, 20 years, nothing. They're going to keep saying trust the process, and all these guys that they bring in are going to continually just get hurt. And I think that Ben Simmons, drafted last year, didn't play a game. It's going to be the same thing. He's going to come out. It's not the summer league. It's not practice. It's not whatever. Once you start getting going – I mean, I would say Derrick Rose, but, you know, we're talking about, like, players that matter. So I think that Ben Simmons is my guess. What do you think? Derrick Rose on Cleveland, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say he's a good bet. He's a top five.
Yeah, I have him on my number two on my list.
I'm sorry we didn't get there. Let's say we're going to go number three on your list. Who would it be?
Joakim Noah.
Oh, man. God, he's still in New York?
I believe so.
And how many does he have to serve any more games for his suspension?
What did he get suspended for?
PEDs, didn't he?
He
was like one of the rare guys. Like I feel like if you fail a PED test in the NBA, you're a dumb motherfucker. Like baseball's one thing because they say if you miss that, but like everyone knows how like extravagant the testing is. Like, you know, they still say that it's enough. You get enough of a heads up in the MLB and the NFL that, like, if you get busted, you're an idiot. Like Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
Like, you're an idiot, dude. How have you not learned to mask this, you know? But it's, like, in the NBA, I feel that it's so, like, not strict at all. It's so easy to just, like, hey, it's basically like they're telling you, like, hey, we're going to test you in 2 months. Over the next 2 months, don't take anything. And if you get busted, it's you're an idiot. But then again, he went to Gainesville.
Yeah. What's the penalty for the first time?
I thought it was more than 10 games. It was right
for what for
NBA
for NBA. Like it was a lot. I thought because he was hurt, so he missed like the games anyway.
Who was the one? Who's the most recent one? Was it like?
Was it him?
Was it him?
Yeah. To where, like, he got busted. He was already, like, nursing his injury, and then he got busted.
Huh. I feel like there was, like, a weird point guard, like a Drew Holiday a couple years ago, and it was, like, 50 games.
I hope it's not Drew, because I drafted him very high in my fantasy league. A lot of assists there, and he does a lot of good shit for charity. But with Noah, if Noah, like, got busted, and if he would have just come out and said, like, yeah, I was injured, but I wanted to come back, and, like, he could, I think Noah could literally get away with saying, I wanted to help my team, and everyone would buy it.
Yeah,
he just seems like one of those guys who's like, I want to be on the floor, whatever I can do to help my team. And I think any Bulls fan or even Knicks fan would say, like, I buy it.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, moving on here in the NBA preview, we've got the Good Doctor Award, which is pretty much the How Is This Show on the Air Award given to the player who is still somehow in the league. Have you guys watched The Good Doctor yet?
No, no. TiVo'd it. But.
Exactly. You know who likes it? Brian Ports.
Does he? I think he always wanted to be a doctor, though.
But, Yeah, the fact that he was a volunteer fireman.
Yeah, he was good at operation. Yeah.
But he also liked, like, whenever we would go camping, he would be the guy where we would say, like, hey, guys, get three songs. And I would be like, all right, I'm picking AC/DC, like, Back in Black to pump people up while we're playing. I'm going to pick some, like, Ben Harper, Burn One Down, because it's like, hey, all right, we're camping. Let's relax a little bit. And then I'm going to give, like, whatever, maybe like some Zeppelin or like a country tune, like a Garth Brooks, like fun tune. Ports would give me like Big Runga Sway from the American Pie soundtrack. And that all of a sudden, like, that would pop up in the middle. So it's like I think legitimately likes the show, The Good Doctor. I don't understand how it's on the air. Like, it looks terrible. I haven't seen an episode, just the trailer itself looks terrible.
He might be like my wife, who's just very upset that Castle isn't on anymore, and he needed a new show, you know, and Good Doctor seems good-hearted.
Right? Other things at home, terrible. Castle's off
Castle
the air.
And Bones.
Is the Good Doctor, the one with that kid? It's like
Doogie it's like the Doogie Howser, like, oh, okay. 25 years
yeah,
later.
I haven't seen that show.
But he, like, you know, does a heart transplant or a liver
like
transplant
MacGyver,
out
right?
on, like, out on the 101.
Yeah, it's Doogie you know, Howser yeah. meets MacGyver.
MacGyver,
yeah.
right.
Right, which is what happens when you have 27-year-old chicks nowadays, in, like vice president roles yeah. because Harvey Weinstein yeah. is basically, you know, fucking made him watch him shower or something like that. He's like, now, hey, will you shut up if I put you in the vice president yeah. role at CBS and then, or ABC, whatever it's on?
And nowadays he'll be gay in episode 6, you know?
Exactly. The good and a guy who, like, gets – and the issue is that the guy who got the liver transplant on the 101 is like, he was gay? I don't want it.
Do you think Neil Patrick Harris was like back then, was like, man, can we do a gay angle? And they were like, no, we don't do that on TV. And he's like, but I really think I'd be good at it.
We can do a gay angle offset in your trailer when we're done. We got a couple of producers who'd like to
fuck
you.
Maybe I could give Vinny a hand job.
But he is, like, nowadays, he is like the best, like, male chauvinistic actor.
He really is. He does yeah. like, I bet you Barney half the people.
With the Good Doctor or
no?
Doogie.
Even though he's gay.
Yeah, Barney Stinson.
That'd be another good one for the Alabama-Auburn game. You know, we go down there. It's like, man, you know the guy who does the Heineken commercials? Yeah, guess what? He likes dudes.
What? And you're drinking Barney Heineken. Stinson. Isn't that unbelievable? You're on
Doogie
camera
Hauser's
drinking Heineken.
Gay?
The guy from Harold and Kumar?
No way. That is hilarious.
You know what's funny about that Heineken you're drinking? Yeah, the guy, Doogie Howser, drinks it. I know, that's why I drink it. Yeah, he fucks guys.
He fucking haul.
Is it what? All right, the Good Doctor Award. Who's the guy in the league where you're like, I can't believe this guy is still in the show?
So I feel like I know a lot of guys that are still in the league. Mine that I was shocked at, I thought he was a coach for the last 2 years. It was Udonis Haslam.
I really did.
Like, I thought the Heat gave him one of those lifetime, you'll always have a job with us. And I thought he was like a coach. And then I saw him. They're like, yeah, Udonis is feeling good. And I was like, wait, but he didn't play, I don't think, last year.
So I don't watch a lot of Heat games.
No.
Who is
it? For me...
No, I'm saying, who's this guy?
You don't know Udonis Haslam?
Udonis Haslam?
You don't know
Yeah,
that?
He was on the Heat
The guy
team
was on the Florida Gators?
With the LeBron and...
Right, but he hasn't been in the league that long, really.
He's 36.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. It sounds like a guy who would be like, you just wouldn't want him on your team just so your flight can take off on time.
Yeah, I think he was like a senior when Noah was like a freshman at Florida when they won the titles. I don't know if he won both of them or not, but I think he definitely
won. So who's he still on?
He's on the Heat. He's always been on the Heat.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. So he's got to have something on Spoelstra.
That or Riley. Maybe him and Riley are dogging it out all the time. Who knows?
That's right. Just walked in at the wrong moment, like did the Mike McQuarrie moment. That's crazy. All right, Justin, what about you? The good Doctor Award. Who's still in the league?
For me, for the last 3 years, every time I've seen him, like, it'll be like March, and I'll be like, Vince Carter will be on the screen in the game. I'll be like, Vince Carter still in the fucking league? Holy shit.
And it's not only like, hey, he's still in the league. Like, teams want him.
Yeah.
And he they want him lot, at 41, think, like 5 million.
The Kings just brought him in.
Yeah, I was actually in Chicago for the Jimmy Butler interview earlier this year in March, and Dan Patrick had Vince Carter on his show like the next morning. And he's talking to him, and they're like, so Vince, are you going to retire at the end of the year? And he's like, no. He goes, I still feel good. I still feel like teams want me. And they were talking about like how he was going to make $5 million again this next year at the age of 41. That's nuts.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one still shocks me every time I see him.
I mean, there's got to be like a bigger reason, right? Obviously, the you're on the road. You're an NBA player. You're getting hooked up. You're still relevant. But Sonny doesn't want to go home. Something's going on at home. He doesn't want to be home.
Vince Carter?
He'd rather be on the Sacramento Kings than go home. That's not good.
So yeah, I'm so happy that you said the Kings because my pick is Zach Randolph. I thought he was going to be in jail at this point after getting busted with 85,000 pounds of weed in his Toyota Corolla.
Maybe they're the, like in cahoots and he's like, hey, dude, you know, you got to go to Sacramento with me. Because we got to sell all this weed.
I think that's crazy. Like, why the story there has to be something. Like, to me, it's when, like, Jim Irsay gets busted for the Colts, the owner of the Colts, when he gets busted with, like, $30,000 in cash and a bundle of, like, prescription pills, is he the Colts drug dealer? Is he the one who's, like, getting the drugs for his players so that they're good to go by the next Sunday? And maybe the same way was Zach Randolph, like the NBA's, like Sam Hurd. was Sam Hurd the Chicago Bears drug mule?
That'd be interesting to see what players do the next night after they play Memphis. Like, you know, they're like, oh, LeBron was pretty lethargic tonight.
The new Netflix special at Zach Randolph's house.
I remember Sam Hurd. He wanted to be the was it Cocaine King of Chicago or something?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That he wanted to be the Cocaine King of Chicago, not maybe just like a 50 catch a guy here for $5 million. That's nuts. So, yeah, so that's my guy. Like, how is he still in the league after getting – because when it first came out, it was like, hey, he just moved to California and he got busted with a shit ton of weed. And I'm a big weed guy myself. Like, I love it and I don't think it's punishable. But the amount that he had, it was obvious that he was –
yeah, there's intent to sell.
Yeah, nobody could smoke that much shit. That's not even in Snoop Dogg's range. All right, last award here. I think I'm going to bypass the We Are Marshall Award given to the first team you think will perish in a plane crash.
Yeah, what was wrong with you when you came up with that?
I know we're coming up with whatever we could right here. That was my sixth. There was two rally shots in during the Indians game. Finally, we're going to call this the Ben McAdoo Award. Pretty much a dead man walking award that we're going to give to the coach you think will be fired first. Turns out that Ben McAdoo with the Giants giving all of your players Air Jordans for not getting arrested during the offseason, that backfired.
I got a boring one, so I'll get it out of the way. I'm going to go with Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans Pelicans coach. When you got DeMarcus Cousins and Rajon Rondo on the team. And
it worked out so well in Sacramento,
right,
didn't
and
it?
The fact that the Pelicans have underachieved every single year, and the Clippers, back when he was with them, were bad. Like, he's just a bad coach. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's what I'm going.
I had him number one on my list.
Did you?
Alvin Gentry?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a racist. It's unbelievable.
But I'm going to go with the bigger name coach, I think Doc Rivers.
Ooh.
He just never gets it done any year, and they lost Chris Paul. I think they're going to be worse. I think they need a change there. So I'm going to say Doc Rivers.
I'm going to go with Jeff Hornacek. Well, that was number what? That was
number two on my list.
So you bypassed number two to go with
I want to go
Doc
with the
Rivers.
Flashier name.
So why? Oh, that was it. That you, even though he was number two on your list, why did you bypass him? I just think that in New York, so it's just like, all right, you got rid of Phil Jackson. Now 30 games in. When you're 5-25, somebody's got to go. Who are you going to go?
Yeah.
Who's going to go? Jeff Hornacek. He's going to be the first one to go within 30 games. He shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was Jeff Hornacek's record in Phoenix that they were like, hey, this is
he had one really good year. Remember that?
Was Steve Nash on the team at the time? Or
obviously, we don't.
No, it was like one of the Morris brothers was like crazy good. I think they were both on the team, but one of them was really good. And like Bledsoe had a good year, whatever. They had one surprising year where they were actually really good.
Do you think that'll be the only way the Morris brothers like win a title is if they're on the same team? Because I think they're really butthurt when they got busted up.
Yeah, yeah. They're like the Grant brothers. They don't like to play each other. Like Harvey or Horace would always get the flu. When mm-hmm. they were supposed to play each other, and they're like that.
I still feel like I bet you like Harvey Grant at one point is just gonna like destroy his entire family. Like I don't think he's ever gonna get over the fact that he wasn't Horace.
Like, but his kids are better though.
Are you serious? Yeah, like Jermaine? Like
the Bulls point guard is his kid.
Jermaine Grant?
And then the other guy, Jermaine Grant, and then the dude who, oh, what the heck was his name? The other guy used to block shots like crazy. He was on the Sixers. But that's another one of his kids.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, he's got better kids, so maybe he's, you know.
At that point, it's like, yeah, at least my seed was better than
yours.
And
I think Horace has a stutter, so he probably gives him shit about that.
Of course he does, as he should. As
well,
he,
when, you're, when he's like, yeah, look at all my rings. He's like, yeah, but you got a stutter, and your kids suck. Like,
Horace is still wearing, like, yeah, goggles at the Thanksgiving table, and it's like, hey, man, come on.
Embarrassing.
All right, gentlemen. It leads us to the reason why we're here today. It's not even to do a podcast. It's just another chance for me to hopefully get $50 off of my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the 2017-2018 NBA preview portion, where we look at the win totals that the thugs in Vegas have listed and still continue to list, even despite one of the greatest tragedies in American history. They're like, they haven't taken them off the board. They're like, we will still accept your money. We care about those people. We care about their lives, their families. But still, we will take your money on over 43.5 wins for the Denver Nuggets. But unlike cock length the last time around, we actually drew numbers. And
like
Justin, you won this time. Congratulations. Pretty much the exact opposite of last time. So you got to be feeling great. You got to be feeling great.
You asked for a warm-up last time, right? they didn't grant you the warm-up?
Yeah, no.
It was the first time ever
you seemed pretty confident if you would have gave him 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it
was the first time ever during the draft process that someone called timeout.
You should all have to stand there like just freezing cold, and whoever can just think of something and get a hard on wins.
We should bring in a fluffer for these things.
She's sleeping.
Hey,
she has to work in the morning.
Can you do us all a favor? This is going to be weird.
All right, here we go. Justin Gilbert, you are going to be first. I'm going to be second. Murph, you will be third, and it's a snake draft, so you will get the wraparound. Now, the first pick is going to be worth 30 points. Now, this is the Harvey Weinstein, the sure thing. This is the sure thing that it's going to hit no matter what. So you want 30 points out of this one right here. This is going to be like, hey, you're going to pick this, and then you are going to star in the next three DreamWorks pictures. Or what was his? What was his? It was just the Weinstein Group.
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
Going to star in the next
or
three
Miramax,
films.
Miramax, I think, was one of his.
You're going to star in the next three Miramax films, Heather Graham. So just fucking watch me shower, baby. So that's the Harvey Weinstein sure thing. That's 30 points. 20 points, this is going to be the Learning to Fly dead right pick. Tom Petty, RIP. Love that fucking dude. All right, dead right. He's just the most recent guy to die. Is there anyone else that we missed? Other than Harvey Weinstein's career, this is
Hugh
Hefner. The Harvey Weinstein. Hey, yeah, let's do the Hugh Hefner dead right pick. R.I.P. A lot happier. That's 91
Tom
years of pure bliss.
Celebrities. He loves them.
Nice Chicago boy.
Well, it could be. So we're going to bypass Harvey Weinstein's career and go with Hugh Hefner. R.I.P. I mean, I tell you what. There are times where I've asked Kate, like, where we're sitting there having a bottle of wine, you're trying to be like just more than like, how was your day? Everything's good at work. That's great. Like, you try to have a philosophical, conversation. And I've asked her a couple of times, I'm like, would you rather be like Charlie Sheen and die at like 50? Not necessarily like the whole AIDS thing that you got that, but it's like, would you rather be like Charlie Sheen or like somebody who's just had unlimited like financial resources from day one and you can do whatever you want, but you die by the time you're 50 or maybe 60? Or would you rather be like her grandma, who is a great woman, but died at like 93 and didn't really travel or didn't do anything? It was just kind of like she was a staple in the small community or whatever. And I've always asked her that. She always chooses her grandma. I choose Charlie Sheen. I'm like, bring on the hip, baby. I'll take it. Totally worth it. If I didn't get HIV until I was 50, consider it a win.
I'd rather 50 to 60 years of awesome experience and living life and
right.
all that over than just gardening.
Oh, fucking Heidi Fleiss's best. Like, whatever, she's got the best. I'll take the best off the menu, please. Yeah. I'll take, like,
I got a feeling Tiger Woods had the same thought process. Like, he's like, I'm gonna do this right, guys. Yeah, my dad was kind of a dick to me, and then some things happened.
Yeah.
But I think
which
you
I
have...
still don't think he regrets it.
No way he does.
No.
He still thinks he was wrong.
Yeah. Right.
He still thinks that he was like, if she would just swung a little lower with the nine iron on Thanksgiving, he could still have won a couple tournaments. But I think like in the case of Hugh Hefner, like that, you live to be 91 with that lifestyle. Like it doesn't get any better than that. No one has ever lived a better life than Hugh Hefner. Ever. So that's why we're proud to make him the sponsor of our dead right pick at 20 points. Now, you're so dead right with this pick that if the thugs in Vegas have set the over-under at 45.5, then it has to be 43.5, which means it has to be 43.
Oh, so dead right is two games.
Two games.
Oh.
So if you take the under, it's got to be 43. If it's at 45.5, or if you take the over, it's got to be 40.
You all right?
The wine is not going down swells.
Did you have some garlic doing some sausage?
I had quite a bit of garlic.
A big yawn.
Also brought to you by the good pizza.
Got it right in my face.
The best meal to have in between watching the Indians choke away a 2-0 lead and then doing the NBA preview.
Don't forget to brush your teeth tonight, too. They're a little on the red side.
It'll be the fourth time today. All right, so Justin Gilbert, remember, the first round, 30 points. That is the sure thing. That's the Harvey Weinstein short thing. Second round is the Hugh Hefner dead right pick. And then the other three picks after that, just regular. Either you get it right or you don't. Those are worth 10 points. Justin Gilbert, on the clock.
I'm going to go with the 76ers and the under.
Mark it. What's the under?
40.5.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you sure you read that right?
Well,
are you sure that you read that right? That the 76ers over-under was 40.5?
Yeah, it is.
When was the last time the 76ers over-under was 40.5? Can we double-check this? Can we get Rakish on this to make sure that this is not a misprint? The Philadelphia 76ers, ladies and gentlemen, according to the thugs in Vegas, the over-under is 40.5, and you're going under. You don't think that that's like a warning sign at all? Like just
I don't know.
Heads up.
JJ Redick adds 23 games.
I think he does. I think he's going to be the first guy. Like when it comes to DUI checkpoints in the Philadelphia area, he's going to be like, "Hey guys, I've been here before. I'll take the heat, Joel. We need you." So you're basically basing like everything on the injury history of the 76ers.
Yeah, you have Ben Simmons on your injury one, and I have Joel Embiid on my injury one. So
I'm going to be honest. When you said the 76ers right away, I was like, oh, my God, you're an idiot, until you said 40.5. And I'm like, I wish I had the number one pick. I didn't see that one. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't have thought that was going to be 40.5. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know they have those two guys and JJ Redick. I don't know.
Now, in your inner circle, your gambling thing, is it still 40.5 or like have people
bet
that up or down?
39.5 on my
so it's been bet down just a tad.
No. A lot of these numbers are a little different. Now, this is as of about a week ago.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, my dead right pick, I now have the second pick. My dead right pick is going to be, I don't want to necessarily do this, but I think that it's time, and I'm going to take the New Orleans Pelicans over 40.5. I feel that they've been like at this point for the last two or three years, and everybody's bet. Like this is one of those bleached asshole teams that we were talking about where everyone's like, oh, you brought in like whoever, like it's going to be great. Like this team is ready to go. And every year they've faltered. So now this year it's going to be the year where no one touches them and they're going to win. Like they're going to go like 46-36.
They have two of the best big men in the game.
And who are those guys?
DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis.
Great. I just want to make sure you knew who they were. Like a lot of times like people are like, and they're going to be great. Yeah. Why are they going to be great?
Well,
I don't know. It's in my notes right here. It just says
DeMarcus Cousin fills out his DraftKings stat line. That's what I know.
Of course. All right, so I'm going New Orleans Pelicans over 40.5, strictly because I believe that for so many years they bet the under, that it's got to be different this year.
That was a really shitty pick.
Thank you.
Can I still take the under later?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, because I'm gonna. All right, I'm gonna start with a really boring one, which is the Utah Jazz over.
But that's for 30 points.
38.5 wins. Yeah, I think the Gordon Hayward thing's a little overblown. I know that's the big thing. Everyone's like, oh, they lost Gordon Hayward. Because they have a really nice team anyway. And Favors and Gobert are still great. Ingles came along. Rubio's better than what people think. And little known, this is a nerd one, but Rodney Hood actually played great when Hayward was hurt. And I still think you got to go up there. There's still the altitude. Great. Speaking of weirdo fans, great fans up there. They always pack that joint.
I think it'd actually be really interesting to hear that Rodney Hood was the smartest guy like in his high school. That Hood kid.
I think he's a Dookie. Or
is he really?
I don't know.
I know Rodney Hood went to Duke.
Just cause, yeah, I think he did. I don't know.
I like it. I like it as well. I feel like Hayward was hurt for a couple of games last year, and
Quinn Snyder's a good coach. I don't know. I think they're good. All right, and then my wraparound, right, is my
Hugh Hefner
dead right pick.
And all I got to do is get this right.
Two games.
Is two games. The first one was two games.
No, the first one was like dead right. Like the first one was not dead right. Like if it's 38.5, Murph wins if 39 wins come in.
This one is
the dead right. Two, yeah, 20 points is.
Oh, okay, okay.
And what's so crazy is like how many times we do this? How many times are like 30 point pick? Doesn't come in all the time. It's crazy. Yeah. Like it's like, hey, out of all these things, all you have to do is just choose one, and it's crazy how many times it doesn't come in.
All right, so this one I got to hit by two games.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets under, if you've been listening to the whole podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Charlotte Hornets, 42.5, so I got to get 40.5 is the number, essentially.
So you're saying Hornets under 42.5.
Yeah, I've outlined a lot of the reasons, Dwight Howard being a huge one, but also Nicholas Batum potentially out for two months is a big one. And they choked and cost me money at the end of last year.
I think you might recognize Nicholas Batum from the phrase, who the fuck is Nicholas Batum,
well,
for the most part?
You shouldn't be doing an NBA podcast.
No, I know who he is because I drafted him in a fantasy league.
In Portland
before, yeah, when he was in Portland, but still, it's Nicholas Batum. Just whether or not Nicholas Batum does well in Charlotte, it's not going to affect this country.
Yeah,
just put it that way.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go a dead right. My Hugh Hefner dead right pick here. I wish I'd have been paying a little bit more attention while I was writing down your picks, but man,
you should take New Orleans under. Get one of them right.
I don't think there's any rules against that, but I think based on my track record, I think that that's probably like something that I should think about. I'm going to go the Brooklyn Nets under 26.5.
They have no one on that team. I can't name one player on that team.
I can name Jeremy Lin. Anybody else?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, man, that's a huge pick. How many wins did the Lakers have last year with them on there?
Yeah, that's it.
What is Jeremy Lin's haircut going to look like?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to say that the Brooklyn, what are they, the 76ers? The Brooklyn Nets.
They're the Nets.
Okay, all right.
Take another swig of the Larner over there.
I don't think the Larner had anything to do with the fact that I don't know what the Brooklyn team is called. I don't think there are very, very many people. If Jay-Z walked away from that team, they're worthless.
I think we should do a drunk Tommy Gimler NBA podcast. We just throw trivia at him, see what he says.
All right, under 26.5. That's what I'm going. Brooklyn Nets, under.
All right. I'm going to go with Toronto and under 47.5.
I disagree, man.
I like it. So you got it. You got to get this one by two games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
The Raptors under 47.5?
Yep. Yes, sir.
I hope you're right.
I want to know your reasoning behind this. I mean, that's basically all Toronto has in the winter. The Maple Leafs, I guess.
Great strip clubs.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Have you been in Toronto?
No, but I've heard.
All right. Yeah, that just takes away everything you said. Now I hate your pick even more.
And it's really close to Detroit if you want to get away for the weekend.
I thought you were going to give me like a detailed like weekend in Toronto at the strip clubs. You're like, oh, you got great tip bars. And I was like, this is totally worth you being here the last year, and you have nothing.
I've heard from several people that say Toronto has fantastic strip clubs.
This has to be the biggest disappointment I've I've had this week, and I found out that my wife wasn't pregnant this week. This is has to be like the biggest disappointment that I've had this week. I thought that you went to a Toronto strip club. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. I hope your pick loses strictly based on that. Okay. Now, the rest of the picks are all regulars. Gentlemen, beginning of the third round here. In the 2017-2018 NBA preview here at the Daily Upper Decker, Justin Gilbert.
I'm going to go with Cleveland and under 54.5.
God, I can't wait to take the over.
Why?
Why would you say the under?
Because they're not going to... Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade as your guards.
Yeah, but like when one plays, the other one isn't. So you're going to still have that guy there.
I think they're going to get the one or two seed. They don't really care. I think LeBron just like, we'll just stay healthy, get to the playoffs, and then turn it on then. It's an older team. Kevin Love's up there.
I want to talk more about your negativity this time around. Like, there are three unders. You've had three picks, and you're going under. This is usually Barry Murphy territory
right here, man.
And so far, he's got an over and an under, and you've got three unders. I'll
do an over for you next time.
Interesting. Well, now that we are in the ones that don't matter, like the ones as much, like the 10 points, I'm going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves under 46.5 because they're that team. They're the bleached asshole. Like, hey, you brought in all these players. It's great. And me, like, I think everybody knows that I love a bleached asshole. Like, but
maybe not as many people as you think, though. Now more people know. You know, because I don't think I know. Did you know?
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I mean, most people like bleach.
I mean, I would have guessed if someone said, "Do you think Tommy likes to bleach?" I would have said yes.
But to me, like especially this point in my life, when I see a bleached asshole, like it's not even the fact that it's like it looks terrific. Like I'm more sentimental and like more psychological with it. Where I'm like, God, this chick cares about shit. Like, she cares about her own body. So, like, she's going to care about me. Like, she's going to care about my feelings and shit like that. Like, if you're bleaching your asshole as a chick, like, you give a shit about a lot of shit. You know? Like, you just care. And so I'm going to go under Minnesota.
Yeah, that was one of the most poetic things I've ever heard.
Poetic, you just
care about so much shit. I like it.
I honestly think that shows a lot. If you're bleaching your asshole, that you actually like care.
Based on how many people and like how many girls' bodies that you see nowadays too, and it's just kind of like you see like hair on toes, and like, you know, all of a sudden like a chick will say like, "Hey man, I just didn't shave my pits this week," and it's like, "Fuck you." So if you meet a chick who's like still bleaching her asshole, it's just kind of like, God, you really fucking care. Like, you should have a say in Congress.
I have to share an embarrassing moment there. You made me think of something. So I got a hair in my ass like 2 months ago about going to do yoga. Like I was like, I got to stretch more, all this. So I find a Groupon. I was like, all right, that way I'm not paying crazy money for it. Let me try it. And I go to this place. I actually like it. The second day I go, there's a girl next to me, and she had super hairy legs and like armpits and everything. And I was disappointed in myself that I couldn't get over it because we were the only two people in the class. So I was like, oh, who cares? Like, when I first saw her, I was like, whatever. And then you start sweating, and your mind starts racing a little, and it really distracted me. And I think I ended up late being like, I'm a little sore, and I left early. It's like, that's so mean. I don't know why I did that.
I don't think it is. I think, like, even, like, if I had, like, ass cancer and, like, that chick with hairy legs and pits, like, had the cure for cancer, like, I couldn't do it.
Oh, see, now you're going a little far there.
I couldn't do it. Like,
I want to keep the cancer.
Like, no, I'm going to die with dignity. Like, I know. I'm not wrapping my body around this shit. Like, I'm not going to die. I think that there are standards that have been set, and I don't agree with all society's standards that have been set, but it's just like, if you're a girl, like, you need to shave your legs, and that's what it is.
Or bleach your asshole. You know?
Or bleach your asshole, like, whatever it is. Like, the hairy asshole, like, if you have the hairy asshole, like, I'm not that disappointed in it, because it's just like, hey, that's a hard area to get. I mean, like, I understand that you're busy. You've got a job.
Yeah.
You've got 50 hours a week in an office. Or whatever, you know, sometimes there's conference calls that take you past the 50 hours, you know, whatever like that. You might not have enough time to look at your asshole in the mirror and take care of that with whatever, like, You know, bills are high. You might not have the proper tools to take care of that. But the legs are easy. I mean, yeah, that's just a simple razor. I mean, whether or not it's even like the Bic Yellow special that you get it, like you can get it at any bodega, little Bic Yellow special. The legs are one thing. But once it gets to the asshole, like I'm loose on that. But if I'm doing yoga with a chick with hairy legs, like no fucking way.
Legs are pits.
I'm going back to gold. So I'm going back to gold.
There's a lot
gym.
Of over-the-head moves. You know, there's a lot of pits. If it was a little bit of like some, you know, a little prickly something, all right. But don't give me the full...
Yeah.
Plus, Monty,
yeah. Plus, it's like, what's the argument? And like, if her argument is like, oh, I'm just trying to be like equal, right? Like, what argument is it going to be when she like won't take out the fucking trash or like, you know, like she won't like, she won't like, you know, get rid of the fucking chicken that's been in the fridge for a week and a half? Like, no, it's still good. I'll eat it. It's leftovers. Like, what argument? Like, are you ever going to win if she's got like shaved, like unshaven legs? I think you're all right with that.
Yeah. I don't know that you and her would date for very long. I don't think any of those things would have really come up in your relationship. The moment you saw her take her shirt off and saw that, I got to go.
At this point in my life, I think if I was like 22 or 23, like I was a little more open. But then once I got to like 30, like the minute like someone like said something wrong to me or like threw me under the bus, I was like, fuck you. I'm like, there's plenty of chicks with fake tits in LA. I don't need you. You know, much less like unshaven legs. That's gross.
All right.
It really is.
All right. Well, I'm glad I shared it.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
All right. So back to the picks.
All right. Yep.
I'm going to take a Golden State over 67.5. Yeah, I think they're going to be even better, and I think now that they've played together a little bit more, I don't see anyone, because you got to beat them 16 times. I don't see them having more than 15 losses. It sounds like a high number, but I think that's easily doable. So that's just a normal 10-pointer, right?
Yes.
So my next one is going to be the Wizards of Washington under 48.5. I believe it was 48.
Oh, man. The Bullets.
The Bullets, under 48.5. I do believe in the Vegas jumps, and this is like a 8.5 or 9-game jump from last year because of how well they did. And back to the old Morris brothers, one of them's out for a little while. So Otto Porter has to start a power forward, and they really only have 5 good players. They have no bench.
And you have to think, like, there has to be some kind of, like, residual, like, what is it, ESP they call it, where, like, if one brother goes down, the other one, like, it's almost like a voodoo doll.
That would be hilarious.
One Morris brother has, like, a torn ACL, the other one's sore.
And I don't like, I'm not a Wizard. I do like John Wall, which is really strange, but I don't like the rest of the Wizards. So that's a weird reason, but
Scotty Brooks coach in there, man.
Yeah, he's not a good coach. Yeah,
it was actually good to see him like go somewhere. I thought he got shit on at in Oklahoma City.
He got thrown under the bus.
It was like, you know, he was the reason. This is a big one for me. I cannot for the life of me. Now, last year when we did this, I told you the over under of the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Which I beg you, can you please tell me one player on the Denver Nuggets?
Well, now we can. Do you know they got Paul Millsap?
Oh, I thought they went to Utah. I thought he went to the Jazz.
No, he used to be on the Jazz like 10 years ago. He's on Denver.
Oh, I thought he was in Atlanta, and then he's...
No, he's on Denver.
All right, great. Then I'll take the Atlanta Hawks under 27.5 wins. Because I'll tell you what, if they're dropping that low, what was their over-under last year, like 40-something?
It was right about 40 because it went down to the wire. Remember, they won 5 in a row at the end. Not that you guys would remember this, but I had bet on it. It was actually not.
Not that anybody listening in any podcast ever would know.
It was 43. And they won 5 in a row, so I was able to hedge on the last game of the season to get halfway out of the bet. Because, anyways, yeah.
I'm sure it was a great day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the Hawks under 27.
The last day of any season is a weird day in my house.
The Hawks under 27.5 wins. I don't know who's on the team anymore.
They don't have one player I can name on the team.
Just Schroeder.
No, yeah, just Dennis Schroeder, right? And he's under investigation.
I still don't
some
know.
Kind
who
of
they have a really
crime.
Good rookie. That's about it. All right.
Which, thank you. I actually wish I would have made that my Hugh Hefner dead ride pick.
We'll let you change it.
I'm all right. Justin, all right. You're on the board for 2.
All right. I said I'll go positive this time. Pencil in 23 wins for your Chicago Bulls.
No way.
I think they get 23.
Isn't it sad that they have the worst over-under in Vegas, the Bulls? What happened?
They got that kid from Europe.
I'm not going to pencil it in, man. I'm going to pen it.
They got Paul Zipser.
Paul Zipser. I thought that was the name when you were like, hey, Paul Zipser. And I'm like, to me, Paul Zipser sounds like a 6'8", like power forward out of Utah State or something, right? Like, where's he from?
6'8", power forward, but he's from like Germany or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They got Chris Dunn.
Which I told you, Chris Dunn off mic was my final pick in a draft, like an NBA, like fake draft, like my fake NBA team. And he was still available at the end. I'm like, I do not sleep on Chris Dunn. That guy was a fucking stud.
Yeah. They got the shittier of the Lopez brothers.
Which means they have the one that won't get injured. Yeah, exactly. They have the one that'll be able to play 55 games or 60 games. Yeah. All right. So then you get the wraparound as well. So you have the Bulls over 22.5 wins.
And then
at least it gives you an extra reason to root for the Bulls. Like, you know they're going to lose a ton of games, but it's like every win's going to matter. So, like, if they eke one out against the 76ers or the Raptors or the Cavs, you're going to be high.
Yeah.
All right.
So wraparound, I'll go Memphis and under 38.5.
Ah, man, I was actually going to be my pick.
Good pick. That was a sleeper. They went way too late. What is it, 38.5?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not happening.
Can we trade?
You can offer a trade.
Can we trade our picks?
Not have to be accepted.
Oh, man. I mean, the Grizzlies under. I mean, that's almost a Harvey Weinstein, like, asking you to, like, fucking watch me in the shower.
There's a star next to it right
and
here.
You know he's not trimming his pubes either. Yeah. So it's like, watch this as I go deep under. Oh, man. That's a great one. Fifth round. That's high, man. That's great shit. Boy. I'm a pretty positive guy. And so far, 75% of my picks have been the under. And I'm going to make it 80% as I go under on the Indiana Pacers 30.5. Under 30.5 on the Indiana Pacers.
I have three notes, and I have three teams that just I wrote no stars next to, and that's one of them. The other two being Atlanta and Brooklyn.
I think that's great because I've got the Nets under 26.5. I've got the Hawks under 27.5. And I've got the Pacers under 30.5. And I think that you have Asperger's. So I think that you know what you're talking about.
As looking at rosters today, I'm like, it's like that scene from Major League when people are like, who are these fucking guys?
Mitchell Friedman? Who are these fucking guys? All right, Murph, that puts you on the clock for our fifth and final
pick. I'm going to shock you with this one. I've never gone over on this team.
I know what you're doing.
Every year I go under. I'm going Sacramento Kings over 29. They've cleaned house. The riffraff is gone.
Zach Randolph is
29
in.
Right ahead.
It's 29.
They're all going to enjoy after game parties at Zach Randolph. He's going to be like, look, if we win, it's going to be a fucking party.
Yeah. I like De'Aaron Fox, the rookie. Big fan.
I like Buddy Hield.
I think Willie Cauley-Stein is way better than I thought he was going to be. And then Justin Jackson, the kid they got from Carolina, good player. And then you got Vince and Zach, so hopefully they can hold the fort down a little bit. I like them, man. I think usually it's one of my favorite unders. I think I've done it every single year.
Vlade Divac knows what he's doing.
I don't know about that part. And they got a Bogdanovich. I think there's a couple of those guys floating around. They're like Plumlee's.
Anything with the Vich is good.
Over 29, Sacktown.
I think, though, like as we end our 2017-2018 preview, I think if you look at it, though, like without betting on the over-unders of some of these teams, like what would the NBA regular season really be? I, for one, can't, because now I'll actually watch. I mean, I've got a fantasy team. I'm a fantasy dork, so I'll watch the team. But it's like, especially when it comes to like the Sacramento Kings, you're not going to watch them. But now you will because you have 50 Bitcoin on this. You know, you got a fun little $50 on this little thing right here. So you're going to root for Sacramento, and I honestly think that that sadly is what the NBA season is all about. At least the regular season. Once you get to the postseason, it's like it is what it is. There you go. I thought I was actually coming up with something. Meanwhile, Barry Murphy's drawing a picture of a penis, and just like American Vandal, it's got the ball hairs on it, so you know that it's the real deal. It's got the ball hairs on it.
Daily Up the Decker, nothing but sports and crap.